We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Yes, indeed, and they are in control. I think they are anyway, John. Wouldn't you think they might be in control, the thieves and the murderers?
Well, you know, that's their temporary lot. That's their temporary lot. I guess they're just going to have to enjoy it while they can, because, you know, I can see perhaps like the last, you know, stock market advice I gave about the, you know, lead being turned into a precious metal.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, even though it wouldn't do them any good, I think it's best to suits, you know, they might even think to try and get away with that one, which yes. wouldn't do them any good.
Absolutely.
But I as I was to... saying, this Levin did this documentary, which is on Google. It's called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and it's, of course, taken through the ha-ha-ha, yeah, it's right, you know, the forgery kind of element of the angle of their dangle. But nevertheless, a few truisms get through, because based on the fact of, you know, whether they were a forgery or not is willy-nilly. They scream out against that, though. It's amazing how it riles them up. But he was had got Norman Lear to put him in touch with a couple of Hollywood film producers, and two of them recommended, he called another one, and another one, right? He finally got in touch with Rob Reiner.
Uh-huh.
Rob Reiner got him, you know, Rob Reiner suggested one of the other ones. So it was like he was on a little merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a quiet, you know, sort of moment in his hotel room where there's just the dim twilight coming through his window, and he'd hung up the phone, and he says, you know, and this was at the time of The Passion of Christ when it came out. So
mm-hmm.
anyways, that's why he called to get the view. He was standing there sort of forlorn, and he says, well, he says, it would seem the Jews of Hollywood are in hiding, and it's only the Christians that are giving me a warm welcome. And this coming from a Zionist Jew was pretty telling.
Uh-huh. Sure was.
They're ever more up to their tricks. But I'll just say God bless you and your listeners.
I'll
leave you with that. Little trivia.
Good to hear from you again, John. Thank you very much for your prayers.
Your show is always appreciated, and I know the listeners didn't appreciate it as well. God bless you all, and I'll let you carry on.
Yes, we will carry on, Sergeant. Indeed. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're just up against the break anyway, so we only have about 50 seconds. Rather than take another call, we'll just wing it, as they say. And then we will take more calls on this and any other subject, for that matter, that we've been talking about. And there are a bevy of them, a bevy of subjects that we don't have time to talk about in the 2 hours a night that we have. And believe me, I'm not asking for more time, because I think 2 hours a night is sufficient. But, you know, we've had a lot of guests in the past few months. We feel that you appreciate knowing certain things that you need to know. But we do try to schedule these periods in between where you can have an opportunity to talk about these types of issues that no one else will talk about, quite frankly, except here at RBN. So that's what makes us stand out, ladies and gentlemen. Stand out in the sea of iniquity and subterfuge. We shall be back with your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we are back again, and we're going to go right back to the telephone now. Speak to Ron in Minnesota. Hello, Ron.
Good evening, Rick.
Good evening.
I would like, this is kind of an unusual request, but I would like to perhaps correspond with Jim in Texas.
You would like to correspond with Jim in Texas.
And I was wondering if I may leave my name and address with someone there and he could call in and get it, or...
Sure, you can leave it when you're done with the call. Stay on the line. And my producer will pick up and get your number.
Okay.
And then when Jim calls, we give it to him. Okay?
Sounds good.
And what else did you want to tell us tonight?
Where could I even begin? I mean, seriously.
I know what you mean.
You know, I mean, let's take 12 million illegal aliens and then just make it all illegal, and then we have no more illegal aliens,
right? That's
right.
They disappear.
Is that ridiculous?
They just vanish. You're right. Absolutely. And it's not amnesty. Keep telling yourself it is not amnesty.
And anybody who thinks there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats anymore is an idiot.
Well, there are a lot of idiots walking around, let me tell you.
And, you know, I mean, this entire thing is a joke. It's like a tragic comedy.
Yeah, it's so funny now, I mean, unintentionally so, that it's really amusing. And tragically amusing.
Yeah, yes. But, it's like a tragic comedy.
A tragic amusing thing, yes, I agree.
All one can do is cry or laugh.
Well, yeah. It's hard to do anything else, but, yeah.
I mean, when people actually believe that 19 Arabs, hijacked four planes on 9/11?
Yes.
And that the structures like that would actually come down that way? It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Any engineering school in a college or university could tell them that it couldn't happen that way.
Well, you sound like a conspiracy theorist now.
Yeah, well, why do you think they use the word conspiracy theorist?
That's right.
Because it has a certain meaning to it.
Wait a minute. Now, don't you trust your government? Don't you trust George Bush to always tell the truth?
Well, of course I do. I trust him. I trust him as far as I could physically throw the White House.
Oh, my. I like that. That's very creative.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
I mean,
it is, Ron.
Like I said, it's all a joke.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, there are things that are amusing, tragically speaking, in this world, and this is one of them, how we are just controlled, and most people don't know it. George Orwell and the Animal Farm, and they don't even realize, like pigs and they're happy as long as they're in their slop.
Exactly. Make us your slaves, but feed us.
Feed us. Feed me. Remember that plant that kept eating people there in the shop, in the little shop of horrors?
Yes.
The Roger Corman movie. Feed me. Feed me. Well, that's it. Pax Americana, man. Feed us. Give us more food and circuses, and we don't care what's going on, and ball games.
Exactly.
Give me those ball games.
Exactly. Yeah, keep us entertained with nonsense.
Right.
Say, Rick, I know I need to let you go, but anyway, have you ever read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley?
Yes, long time ago in school, yes.
Is that true or what?
It really makes you think. I think it is. Hey, these people, many of them were insiders.
They were
part of the Matrix, you see.
Yeah, I know. I'm not praising Huxley. I'm just saying that whatever he wrote is just coming true right now.
It is coming true, yes.
Because his brother Julian was in the government somehow, but
yes,
anyway.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. It is coming to pass, as they said it would.
And the only difference, I think, is that, we call them movies today, but he called them feelies in the book. But, feelies are coming too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point. Excellent. Thank you, Ron. Stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
And Manny will pick up and get your number, okay? And Jim can call in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Very interesting. Before we take the next call, give Manny a little time to do that, let me see some of the names of Islamicists now that run the American media here. That I guess that character Doug in Texas got me started on this now. There's Sumner Redstone, whose real name is Akhma Zibabiba. From Jordan, I think. Then he runs, by the way, CBS, Viacom. He owns Viacom Cable, MTV, Blockbuster Video, Paramount, Black Entertainment TV, and so forth. So he's an Islamicist. Then we have Mel Karmazan, whose real name is Mr. Islamababo. And he is the head of the CBS Corporation and CEO. And then from ABC, we have Leslie Moonves, great-nephew of the Prime Minister of Syria, I believe, Ben-Gurion. And then we have, David Poltrack, Executive Vice President, Research and Planning, also at CBS, ABC, rather. We have Jeff Fager, Executive Director of 60 Minutes. Now, he's got to be... Definitely got to be from Turkey. All right. Jeff Zucker at NBC, president of NBC Entertainment. Neil Shapiro, president of NBC News. Jeff Gaspin, executive vice president of programming at NBC. Max Muchnick and David Cohan, co-executive producers of Good Morning Miami. Then we have Lloyd Braun, chair of NBC Entertainment. Michael Eisner, of course, as you know, who is the head of of Disney, who's going. Rupert Murdoch, who is Italian, I believe, or Greek. And then we have Sandy Grusho, chairman of Fox Entertainment. Peter Chernin, who is second in command at Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, owner of Fox TV. Gail Berman, president of Fox. Wolf Blitzer, he's Armenian, I believe, And then we have, let's see, at Warner Brothers, Barry Meyer. We have Jordan Levin, president of Warner Brothers Entertainment. Miramax Films. There you go. Harvey Weinstein. Hey, Mickey Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. Okay. And, of course, his mom and dad were Miriam and Max. That's where they got the name Miramax. Miriam and Max, two communists, of course, in the 1930s. Paramount Pictures. Let's see. Sherry Lansing. All right. And DreamWorks, Steven Spielberg. His real name is Steven Isla Matarda. Okay. He's from, let's see, he's from Oman. All right. And then we have MTV, Brian Graydon. Turner Network, Brad Siegel. My goodness. I could go on for weeks over here. There's too many Arabs here. Definitely too many Armenians, Arabs, and Muslims. You were right, Doug. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. All right, let's go back to the phone here now. We have, let's see, Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes. You're next on the program.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot to ask Father Martinez last night. I understand that 500 Catholics were canonized as saints for being victims of ritual murder during the Middle Ages. And I guess during the later revisions in 1963 that Mr. Gibson talks about, they took it off the books.
You mean Hutton Gibson?
Yes.
The father of Mel? Yeah.
He talks about how things were changed, I believe, in 1963 with some meeting of the Catholics. They supposedly, I guess, took it off the books, these 500 Catholics who were given sainthood for ritual murder. Had you ever heard of that? Or
I've heard of it. I don't have the documentation, but I have heard that, yes.
Okay, there's a DVD that is sold by a group on, it's called honestmediatoday.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might want to get the maker of that video on the air and talk to him.
Wow.
I'd like to hear that. But I wanted to ask Father Martinez if he knew anything about it. He should have.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure he has, and we're going to pursue the other people that he's mentioned we should have on the program, too, a little at a time. A little at a time, we'll get him on.
Going to the American Dental Association, which began about 1840, I want to research that. I'll just guess that it was some of those same of our chosen people that took over the American Dental Association back in 1840 and started advocating putting mercury amalgam in people's mouths, which has been poisoning the people ever since then. Back then, in 1830, there was a dental surgeons group that recognized that mercury was harmful and actually would not allow for any dentist to be a part of the association if they used mercury amalgams. But a short time after that, the predecessor to today's American Dental Association was formed, and they advocated the use of these mercury amalgams. And I'll just gather before I get into the research that some of our chosen buddies were behind that whole thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of hard to imagine.
One of their favorite ways of destroying Christianity, the people that follow it, is by way of poisoning. I mean,
wow.
I know it's in their book somewhere.
Martin Luther had something to say about that, didn't he, huh? Martin Luther did, too, yeah. Well, he was another fanatic, right? What did you say? That was honestmedia.com, did you say?
Honestmedia Today.
Today. All right, I'll look it up. Thank you. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Wes, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with more. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Right, by way of deception, to make war, that is the Mossad, and that is their motto. You remember the five dancing Israelis on 9/11 were arrested? Well, that arrest didn't last very long, did it, huh? And on Rick Stanley's Revolutionary Coalition, you will read more about that. If you subscribe to it, you can get on the mailing list, by the way, the email list, I should say. Really, by going to the Revolutionary Coalition and asking to be placed on. It's the Revolutionary Coalition at yahoogroups.com. And you can sign up to get on their mailing list and join the coalition, by the way, if you wish, okay? Now, let's see. We are going to go right back to the phones. Joe in Texas is next. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Headed down to Eagle Pass tonight, midnight. Gonna do my part anyway,
Amen.
Bro.
You always do.
Hey, but Rick, I want to comment. Let's not forget, you mentioned some of the media executives. Let's not forget old Mr. Bloomberg, man.
Yes.
He's got a big hand in everything, doesn't he?
He has, yes, he has a lot of big things in everything, yes.
But earlier in the show, man, you commented about the ROTC, you know, the the thing is, and I know that our brother Joe Church could quote the scripture on it, but I know that when man starts taking the principles of God mm-hmm. and Jesus Christ, Rick, mm-hmm. and yep. Start applying them to themselves for their gain yes. and using innocent human beings, mm-hmm. I think God's going to have a hand in that, mm-hmm. you know? And but
yes,
you know,
sure.
And but hey, God bless you, man. You've had some great callers, and I've got about 15 more people listening to you, Rick.
Well, I know we've got a lot of new listeners in
VN. Via shortwave.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah, via shortwave, and God bless you.
Thank you. Amen.
Thanks.
Bless you tonight at Eagle Pass.
I'll be down there for the weekend, man.
May the Spirit be with you, and the force of angelic protection be about you.
Rick, I received that, and it will be done, and the weekend, maybe we can, you know, get a few more that don't belong here.
Amen. The watchman on the wall.
Thank you, Rick.
That's all you have to do.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we forgot the Newhouse family, too, you know, the Bloombergs and the Newhouse families, and I believe they do come from Algeria, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll keep adding to the list of Islamicists that control and run the media empires here in the United States. Maybe Mike Piper, if he's listening, he could add a few names. He's pretty good at that. Mike has done a lot of research in this area, certainly a lot more than I have. So we'll have to keep digging up a few more Islamo-fascist names, as they say. All right, let me go to Gene in Texas. Gene Smith, hello.
How you doing, Rick?
All right, Gene.
Well, I'm glad you're going to have that gentleman on Monday night. This was such a terrible tragedy. There's men that are still suffering
yes.
from that attack 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary this year, June 8th, yep.
And what is so really terrible is that the USS Liberty did send out, you know, but they sent out distress signals
mm-hmm.
when they were being attacked right at the beginning of the attack. The U.S. government did send planes headed mm-hmm. for the Liberty, but when LBJ and Robert McNamara found out, Robert McNamara being the Secretary of Defense at the time, mm-hmm. when they found out that it was the Israelis that were attacking
yes.
the Liberty, they recalled the planes.
Well, that was nice of them, wasn't it?
Now, how do you like that? Here, a U.S. vessel is being attacked. People on that vessel are being attacked. And they recall the planes to just let the vessel and the people die, as many as were going to die. Fortunately, 34 died, but over 100 were injured. But mm-hmm. still, it could have been a lot worse. In fact, James Enns, E-N-N-E-S, who wrote
yes.
the book Attack on the Liberty, which I
right.
think anybody can still get now.
Oh, yes. It's all over the net, the Internet.
He said that one of the torpedoes came within just a few feet of sinking that vessel, and they were trying to sink the vessel. They were trying to kill everybody on board that vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And what is interesting is that in the Six-Day War, which this was during the Six-Day War, of course, in 1967 and in June, and the Israelis had agreed to a ceasefire, and then after agreeing to a ceasefire, the next day they attacked Syria and took the Golan Heights
mm-hmm.
after they had agreed to a ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly if that had anything to do with the attack on the Liberty or not. The Liberty was picking up, or maybe intelligence.
Yes, it was, yes.
But still, there was no excuse, of course, for the attack from a supposed ally.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm glad you're going to have this man on.
Well, you know, you don't have to really engage in speculation, Gene, because Irving, what's his name, Kristallnacht there, Irving Kristall, he's the one who was involved in the Navy investigations with the Liberty, and there were some like 20 investigations, they said, and all of them came up clean. That it was just a simple little accident. Israel made a mistake. So don't you believe these people now? Come on.
Yeah, they are. The Israelis also said that they thought it was this Egyptian vessel.
That's
and,
right.
And the Egyptian vessel didn't look anything like the Liberty, and the Liberty was flying the U.S. flag.
Hold on a minute. We just got a break.
Yeah.
Can you stay with me?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back with Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back. On the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Some headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Sheehan, Twin Towers collapse looked like controlled demolition. Cindy Sheehan, you remember her? Peace activist whose son was killed in Iraq. Democrats in Washington want to keep impeachment off the table. Does that surprise you? WNBC catches Giuliani getting tripped up by a 9/11 activist. Rosie O'Donnell, blog Safety Nets, her view. Keith Olbermann has another Murrow moment. Poor guy. William Rodriguez, 9/11, hero for fallen comrades, and much more. The Revolutionary Coalition, ladies and gentlemen. Gene Smith, you're still with me, right?
Sir.
And your site is the BibleTruthMan.com, is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Now, you're talking about the liberty, and Monday night we will... we will be able to hopefully get into that more in depth with John Rankowski, who is the radio operator there on the Liberty. And we've had in past years him and other survivors of that attack. And it was an incredible thing to watch the Johnson administration totally turn around those planes coming to the rescue of the Liberty, which, of course, was an act of treason and treachery against American servicemen and against America under attack And that was, to me, that was just unforgivable of Lyndon Johnson to do that.
It was an act of murder.
That was the kind of man Lyndon Johnson was, you see?
Yeah. It was an act of murder, Rick.
Yes, it was, yeah.
He allowed those people to be murdered.
He did.
Just like Bush Jr. is allowing people to be murdered in Iraq right now.
And not only allowing it, but responsible for it.
Oh,
no
definitely.
Doubt about it. He is responsible for the murders because he falsified the evidence to go to war. And as you know, in the Old Testament, that is a crime worthy of death.
Definitely.
To falsify information to go to war against the people when you know that those people have done nothing to merit that war, that leader must be put to death, according to the scriptures.
Exactly.
And he must. He really deserves really to be tried for this treachery and many other things that we can think of and dealt accordingly.
Well,
he has to be dealt with accordingly.
He's a war criminal, as you
yes.
know, Rick.
Yes.
And did you know that the Liberty is the only, the Israeli attack on the Liberty is the only incident involving the U.S. Military that has not been investigated by Congress? Mm-hmm. There has not been any incident against any U.S. military or military vessel that has not been investigated by Congress except for the attack on the Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? These people have tried to get Congress to investigate this for the last 40 years, and Congress has refused to do this.
That's right. And some have spoken out about that, and, you know, even Chuck Percy and others, former chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, they've admitted that the Congress is nothing but occupied territory for Israel.
Well, I mean, when you allow any foreign country to attack your citizens
in international waters.
In international waters.
Yeah.
And these citizens are military people,
right.
actually, and doing the job, trying to do a job for the U.S. government, and you allow them to be attacked and killed and maimed. Some of them are maimed for life, even today, of course.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, like you said, that's unconscionable.
Yes.
I mean, that's murder. That is just, and never investigating it. Your own government never investigating this.
And these men weren't even allowed to testify before a congressional committee.
Yeah.
You imagine
that? In fact,
a lot of
these people were demonized.
Yeah.
Before saying that it was deliberate. They all said it was a deliberate attack. They had the U.S. flag flying that morning early.
Yep.
Every person on that ship testifies to this.
Right.
And there's the Israeli liars could clearly see that flag. They knew it was not that old Egyptian tanker that they were bombing like they said they thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are just obvious lies from these murderers.
Yes.
Of course, LBJ and McNamara, you know, recall the planes, and when they found out it was Israeli attacking the USS Liberty, and how could anybody say they're our allies or our friends after that?
Well, you know, you have to be paid to say that. You have to have a network job or a government job and get a paycheck.
That's right.
But if you're honest, you wouldn't say something that untrue.
Well, of course not. And, I mean, you know, Rick, what's so pathetic is the fact that it's blatant. These are blatant incidents. These are blatant attacks and lies from these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they just expect the people to believe what they say. And of course, the U.S. government vouches for what they say. But it just, the USS Liberty is the definitive incident in American history that shows that Israeli is not our friend, is not our ally, but is our enemy. That's why it was covered up so much.
Yes. No, you're right, absolutely. And we reward our enemies and we punish our true friends. We've always done that. Look at what we've done to Taiwan. I mean, we put the entire fleet out there, the Pacific, and Henry Cabot Lodge admitted the reason the fleet was out there was not to protect Taiwan from Red China, but to protect Red China from an invasion and liberation by Taiwan.
Yeah.
I mean, and Taiwan has always been a loyal ally of the United States. Never would think of doing anything to kill Americans or harm Americans. What does George Bush tell them? We won't even let the president of Taiwan come here for a while because it might offend Red China. It might offend our sworn enemy.
He'll have the Red Chinese president over here in the White House
entertaining
him. and also the president of Vietnam, a country that killed almost 60,000 of our soldiers in eight years. Rick, U.S. government is responsible also, of course, for turning Eastern Europe over to the communist, the Stalinist communists after World War II.
During World War II.
Yeah, and then they send our troops to fight communists. Now, how can anybody not understand that that's not an oxymoronish situation? Here you allow a Stalinist communism to take over Eastern Europe after World War II, and then you turn right around and fight the same kind of communist in North Korea, and then the same kind of communist in Vietnam.
Yep.
And I mean,
but at the same time you're fighting them, you're also building them up through the IMF, the World Bank, these international lending agencies, which feed them, which build them. The whole thing was a total and complete farce.
Well, they weren't. The North Korean War and the Vietnam War was not a fight against communism.
No.
It was a fight to keep the drug trade. In Vietnam, it was a fight to keep the drug trade going.
And for the New World Order, to build one worldism.
Right, they were afraid that the North Vietnamese would come over and take over Vietnam totally and stop the CIA drug trade from the Golden Triangle, and also, of course, after the North Vietnamese did take over South Vietnamese in 1975, of course they went another route. Then then all the heroin from the Golden Triangle went westward. From into Sicily with the mafia there, and over here through Florida, so they went instead of going east, they went west after North Vietnam took over South Vietnam.
Right.
So all those soldiers, almost 60,000, no telling how many MIAs and POWs in the Vietnam War were. Just not fighting against communism, they were fighting to protect the drug trade. How can anybody look at American history and say that the U.S. government is really fighting communism no more than they're really fighting the war on drugs or the war on terror today?
Or the war on poverty.
Keeping our borders open and saying we have a war on terror.
Sure.
That's another oxymoronic situation.
You see, now, when you say this, the average person listening will scratch their heads and say, yeah, that's true. And the question always comes up following that. Why is that? Well, a man wrote a book, and, you know, the cliche, if you will, is not really a cliche. It's a truism. It's called Treason is the Reason. For if treason doth prosper, none dare call it treason, you see? And that is the issue, my friend. Treason is very, very, unfortunately, very saturated today. It is very much in vogue. But it's not called treason, is it?
Well, of course not. Just like we have a communist government in America today, but we don't call it communism.
No, we do not.
So I guess it can't be communism if you don't call it communism,
no,
right?
No, if we call it Americanism, wrap it up with the flag, then it must be something else, right? Rose might be, who knows, it might even be a tree or a plant.
Well, really,
it might be a tulip.
And then again, they use the media, as you know. They use the Islamo-fascist media.
Oh, you can see it,
To keep the brainwashing going about how we're a land of freedom and opportunity. Well, it is a land of opportunity
for
only a certain people, though.
Yes.
Not the average person, but the people of Cain that run this country.
That's right. Right.
And so when they say the economy is good, they're talking about the economy for the people of Cain, Antichrist people. That's who they mean by the economy.
But you know how God works? He smiles and laughs down upon us, and he gets a kick out of this because he's given them enough rope to hang themselves with in that the very system they have created, the very system that they have created for themselves of fiat money, now unravels their own cash registers, and they too have to declare bankruptcies, and they too actually wind up being cheated by their own fiat system.
Well, of course, I mean,
is corrupt, and any corrupt system only brings about more corruption, you see.
Well, and what absolute power corrupts absolutely, right?
Yeah. So you see, the Lord does have a sense of humor, and he laughs and looks down saying, hey, I make the rules. You may have the gold, but I still make the rules. And,
well, he's yes, God is in control.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
He is going to send Christ Jesus back to this earth to set up his kingdom.
Yep.
Destroy his enemies and our enemies, the enemies of Christianity.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we need to study the Bible, learn the Bible, live
yes.
the Bible, and we need to teach the Bible to our people.
Right.
Try to bring as much as possible this nation back to Christianity, because, Rick, we are totally not a Christian nation anymore.
Right, and that's the source of all of our enemies today. Our problems would be manageable and subdued if they, obviously, we returned to him. No
exactly.
question about
that.
There's
no
that.
Doubt about that. That's
yes.
what the Bible teaches, in fact,
yes.
of course, from cover to cover. And I just want to say that we have to, as Christians, we have to let our voice be known. We have to, we need to call in to other programs as much as possible. We need to... do what we can in teaching our family, our children, our friends, family members, the truth of the Bible, and get on the internet, come to my website if you want to, even, and,
yes.
and order the materials that I have that I'll send you free of charge, and you can make copies and give them to other people as a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what we need. Education is the answer. Biblical education is the answer.
All right.
And that's the only answer.
BibleTruthMan.com is the website. And we'll have you on, I think, within the next week. You wanted to get into some subjects,
yes.
and you haven't been on in a few weeks, and we'll deal with this, okay?
All right, Rick.
I left a message for you to do that, all right?
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it.
Your program is definitive program of education, I think, we have today.
Well, I hope so. Thank you very much, Gene.
Uh-huh.
Bless you. All right. Thank
Same
you. 1-800-313-9443. We try to be a little humorous, too. Try to bring you a little entertainment. I think that leaves a lasting impression on people's minds. Isn't that right, Frankie? I know you're listening, Frank, from North Providence. Frank is listening, and he'll be there tomorrow at the business hall meeting, I'm sure, once again. Yes, he will appear at our meeting where we get up on our chairs and on our tables and dance, and we expose the unfruitful works of darkness in the coffee shops. Yes, indeed, all across the Ocean State. Okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Who's our next caller? Do we have another caller right now standing by? All right. Right now we don't? Wow. I guess I scared them all off the lines. My goodness, I frightened them away. Well, we have just a short period of time for you to jump aboard if you do have a comment or a question. 800-313-9443. And, yes, Gloria in New York is on. I'm sorry. Here, we didn't want to lose you. Hi, Gloria.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Gloria. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Yes,
thank you. I heard Gene Smith there before. He's
yes.
really fun. He's great.
Yes, he's great. He is great. He's a real, I believe, emissary of the Lord.
What's amazing, he knows so much. It's
yes.
amazing, you
yes.
know. But the reason I called is it's just
yes.
out of frustration. Three days ago, I was watching the news, only for the weather, early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about, and I was surprised, that Lebanon is being crushed with
mm-hmm.
this massive war. And I'm saying, wait
yes.
a minute. I thought they beat the crap out of the Jews, and I thought that was that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying, and then I heard them say that Al-Qaeda is warring within the country with militias.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I immediately said, this is a damn lie.
Oh, yeah.
What's really happening, Rick, is that the Jews are still in there, you know, taking pot shots at everybody. They're just, it just breaks my heart. Lebanon is being crushed, and I really thought it was all over, you know. But I guess that's not enough.
It's never over, my friend, because you have to understand the campaign of Greater Israel to expand through war and terror throughout the Middle East. You have to have an enemy. You have to have a Hezbollah. You have to have a Hamas. You have to have a radical Islam to be able to blame on all of the problems of the occupied territories, which are the problems that Israel has created, in order to be able to continue to bombard these countries like Lebanon and move to what? to Syria and eventually to Iran. Bibi wants his, Bibi's behind this move to get rid of Mr. Olmert in Israel, you know. And Bibi wants to come back, Mr. Netanyahu. And when he comes back, the first order of business will be a war with Iran. Make no mistake about it.
Oh,
that's what he's saying.
Yes. These people are so bloodthirsty. You know, everyone...
Hey, that's their game. Their whole existence is that.
Yes, but Rick, you know, everyone says, oh, they're doing it for the power, for the oil, for control. I don't even believe that anymore.
No, it's more than that. You read the scriptures, as Gene said, and you'll find out who is really doing it. And, you know, it's Satan himself who wants Jerusalem as his capital. He wants Jerusalem as his capital, and he has to have that whole region under his control.
Yes.
That will usher in the Antichrist.
Exactly.
It has to come, unfortunately, but that's
definitely
the way it is.
Oh, the bloodshed, the you know, they're all being crushed.
You bet. We'll be back. Thank you very much, Gloria.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll be back with Henry in just a moment. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on this fascinating Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, right here at RBN. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back to wrap things up.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Hey, and we're back with a final home stretch here tonight. We'll be back, Lord willing, now, Monday night at 9 Central with John Rankowski, one of the survivors of the USS Liberty, as the 40th anniversary now is upon us of that fateful event on June 8th of 1967. Other guests throughout the week as well. Let's see. Henry in Connecticut is on now. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, you're breaking up, Henry. You're breaking up.
Okay. No, it's the wire. I'm okay. You hear me now, right?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I hope you have a good weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, comment with the guy. You had the Christian gentleman on before, and he mentioned something. He or the caller mentioned something about the government is communist.
Yes.
It used to sound like he said.
Well, he was saying the government has been claiming to fight against communism when it is, in fact, communist itself. We have all the points of Marxism enforced today in America.
Okay, right, but the government is not communist. It's some of the communists you got in the government.
Well, the government is a communist government in Washington today and in all of our states. We have the 10 points of Marxism, from the income tax to the public school system, heavy progressive taxation. We have all of
But a public school system doesn't make you communist, though.
Well, it's part of the Communist Manifesto, though, you see. It's a cog in the wheel, Henry.
Yeah, right, but our system of government, in terms of the checks and balances of the Congress,
theoretically, yes, we are still a constitution.
Now, the system is not. What you have is you have some communists that infiltrated and are running the government. But the government
is communist. That's the point.
Well, not totally. I mean,
not
you got
totally yet. No, because we don't have the bayonet, you know, put at your throat yet. But it is practicing communist government. That's what the socialist economy is all about. Socialism, Marxism, redistribution of the wealth.
Well, socialism, too. The socialism of in Switzerland is not the same as communism or Marxism or fascism. I mean, first of all, in Switzerland, too, they can't change certain things, even with certain social programs, unless they have the people vote for them first.
Yep.
Now, that's not the case here. I mean, a lot of
things. So what was your point, Henry?
Right. Well, that's what I was saying, because I know the system in Russia and China, it's the whole government body is very different. First of all, I don't think they have judges, and if they do, I think they're appointed. And they're not even elected by the people. I mean, you have three different systems of government. There is a basic outline of the government in the Constitution, and that system is still in place. That has not changed.
No.
You're hijacked by the banking system. And you have people like Barney Franks and some of those people got elected and tricked the people, because the people were really tricked. I mean, this started long before my generation, back in 1913.
Right.
But the system itself, in our system of government, is not. It never will be. They're trying to change things, but you got traitors.
The framework on paper is one thing, but what they've implemented is entirely inimical to the Constitution, and it's unconstitutional, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, a lot of things they're doing unconstitutional. All right, one other thing, and I'll go. What is it? Oh, yeah, some other lady mentioned, she sounded religious, she said something about the Zionists with the Jews setting up the stuff in Israel so they can have the Antichrist. Here's the thing. You know Benjamin Krim, right?
Yeah.
I'm not into him.
Uh-huh.
I'm not into Maitreya. I'm not into any of that stuff, Christian or Luciferian. But if there was a so-called Antichrist, the thing is amazing. I'll try to cut it very quickly. He was on Art Bell, and that's the thing, too. They don't have as many supporters even into that. I mean, if there was an Antichrist that even came right now and came over this country, you think a lot of people, even in Europe and even here and in Australia, would bow down to him and worship them.
That's what will happen, though, at some point. And the reason is because he's not coming as the Antichrist. He's coming as the Savior, you see. He will be the Savior of the world's problems.
People aren't interested in the world. They're interested in their own culture and race and their own economy and stuff like that. They're not.
Remember,
it won't work.
It won't work for other reasons, but that's interesting. The day will come. Henry, we're out of time, though, unfortunately. And be not deceived, for that day shall come. All right, we'll be back hopefully that day Monday night with the USS Liberty, and we'll give you all the information then. Stay tuned.